it's the spring, and birdies wanna sing. Stop playing with your thing time. Oh, the birds are chirping, the buds are popping on the trees. Hey, look in the park, there's some guys with their pants around their knees. They seem to like the breeze. Yes, it's springtime. Oh, it's springtime. It's a spring by a wedding ring, and yoga pants will cling time. Oh, we've waited so long, now the winter is gone. Hey, look, my neighbor's dogs are banging out on my front lawn. Yes, it's springtime. Springtime is here.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Good morning, sunshine.
What a glorious day.
Do you know what today is?
Please, enlighten me.
Enlighten me.
Today's the first day of spring.
First day of spring.
The first day of spring?
It's the first day of spring. The spring equinox.
Otherwise known as...
Allergy season.
Allergy season.
Allergy season.
It is pollen season.
On this day, the first day of spring.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So... All right, so we were down at the beach.
Yeah.
As we talked off air, we were down at the beach last week, Monday through Wednesday. Uh-huh. And it was the first time that my head was not full of snot.
Oh, thanks for telling me that.
Yeah, but it really was. It was the first time that my head was not, like when I'd wake up, when I wake up now, my sinuses are just draining and it's horrible. And it's gotta be, you okay?
Yeah. What makes you think we want to know this?
Well, it's gotta be allergies. Cause we were just talking about
it's
that.
It's bound to be allergies.
Yeah. But down at Virginia Beach, nothing.
There's no plants.
Well,
all sand and.
Yeah, and nice breezes,
and, breezes.
And stuff like that. And yeah. I did not at all. I woke up. We went down there on Sunday, and then I woke up Monday morning without a head full of snot.
Felt good, didn't it?
Yeah. It felt great.
Yeah.
It felt fantastic. And yeah. and now I'm back to
snorting.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just. But hi, welcome to spring.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Good intro though. Really strong intro.
Spring has sprung up all over us. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here. Right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps and Radio434.com.
Say, how do we get Radio 434?
Well, you just go to Radio434.com and you click on the Mike Show channel and you can listen to our live show, or you can listen to our best of bits when we're not live, or you can click on the podcast link and you can also find the podcast on Apple and Spotify and Amazon Music, all the places where you get your podcast. You can watch us on Facebook Live, but... You can also get our feature channel and our live show on Alexa.
There she is.
All you do is just simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Couldn't be easier.
Yep. Really, really simple. And by the way, speaking of...
Hello!
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
On the Alexa device, I was running stats again yesterday.
Yeah.
And for literally like the second month in a row, our number one place where people are listening, the location that people are listening on the Alexa device.
Yeah.
Hello!
England. The UK.
Is that right?
Yep. The UK... has the most Alexa listeners to Radio 434. It's just amazing. It's astonishing. Hi there, everybody listening in the UK. We love you guys, and especially I love my estate in Scotland.
Yes, do I.
Yeah.
We're both lairds.
Yeah, well, I'm a lord.
You're a lord, yeah.
You chose laird.
I'm not sure if I'm a laird or a lord. I have to look at my certificate. Okay. It's on the wall.
All right. Mine is on the shelf as well, along with my deed to the dirty deed to Blair Adam Estate.
Yeah. I have my deed on the wall framed.
I can firmly plant 2 feet firmly on the estate.
As long as they're very small feet.
Well, no, I can stretch.
You can
out.
Fit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I can. I.
Oh, you.
I
have, I how much do you have?
I have twice the square footage.
Ah. I only have one. I only have one square foot.
I have twice the square footage as you.
I only have one.
All right. Today on the program, Bill's going to regale us with an incredible cruise that he was on.
I'm going to do some regaling.
Yeah. It was not a booze cruise. It was a music cruise.
It was a music cruise. Yeah. It's called Kayamo, and this was the 16th year that they've done it. And they always have amazing musical acts on there.
Nice.
This year it was Lyle Lovett.
Wow.
Sean Colvin, The Mavericks,
man.
The Lone Bellow,
nice.
Lake Street Dive.
Good Lord.
Billy Bragg, Rodney Crowell.
I want to go.
It was amazing.
I want to go to there.
It was amazing.
So, all right, so we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But we're also going to talk about since both Tab and I share a birthday. And it's on March 11th.
Yeah.
We have always wanted to go, if they're still doing the 311 cruise, we've always wanted to do that.
Hmm.
But I don't know, did your cruise fell on 311?
No, it went 31 to 38.
Oh, so we could do your cruise.
And then stay on the boat.
And then, or we could do your cruise and then go on the 311 cruise.
True.
True. Depending on when it sails, if it truly departs on 311, then we'd be good. Oh, right. This is interesting. All right, we're going to talk about cruises and music. It's also Tuesday. Usually, Megan Huffman is joining us on Tuesdays. Megan has a meeting scheduled,
or so she claims,
at the exact same time that we would be doing an interview. But we will have a guest.
Yeah, we're going to have Kelly Duvall from World Help.
Yep,
and that'll be great.
Yep. Well, thank you for peeking at my calendar. I appreciate that.
I got a text on my watch.
Oh, is she here?
No, but Megan texted me when she texted you.
Oh, okay. Well, how on top of things Megan is.
Yeah,
I think that's brilliant because I got the text and I was worried that Kelly might be here early.
No, she's gonna call when she gets here.
Okay, this is fantastic.
And I'll go get her.
This is tremendous. Look at this. Look at this.
What a team, huh?
Yes, this teamwork makes the dream work.
It does.
Yeah. So that and so much more. Plus, of course, we've got your 5 random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got your top list. Because it's springtime, we've got you know, all kinds of places are doing celebrating the start of spring, but then we've got our top lists. It's the top signs it's spring.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
very good.
And part of that is my snotty nose.
Thank you. I'll thank you if you don't mention that again.
A head full of green slime,
dude. Yeah. No, stop.
that's all on the way.
Yeah.
Let's see. This portion of the broadcast, let's do that. This portion of the broadcast is, speaking of having a snotty nose, okay, maybe I should visit with my physician.
This is a care team at Central.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
April, 1992. Spring break. South Padre Island. Me and Rooster lounging in the back of the truck, knocking back a few tall boys, checking out the pretty ladies. Love me some pretty ladies. Old Rooster's like, hey, pretty ladies, why don't you join us on our truck? Pretty lady's like, you got a beer? I'm like, nope, you ain't that pretty. But I got something else for you. Pretty lady's like, what? And I say, sausage. And the ladies say, ooh, what kind of sausage? And I say, spicy sausage. And the ladies say, can I see your sausage? So I pull out the plate of sausage old Rooster and I've been eating. And the ladies leave. Spring break. Good times.
The Mike Show. Thank you, Matthew McConaughey.
Thanks, Matthew. Thanks, you, Matthew, for being with us.
All right, all right. All right.
All right, all right. Anyway.
Hi there. The Mike Show. It is spring. We just learned this, by the way. This fun fact.
That?
Yeah. That it's that
today
it's,
is the first the, day of
today's
spring?
The, today's officially the first day
of
spring.
I always thought it was the 21st.
For some reason.
But they're saying it's the 19th.
Yeah, well, apparently. The spring equinox, or whatever the heck it is.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, I guess we'll go with this one, I guess.
We got a list?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got a list. And I'm proofing on the fly here.
Yeah. So we don't overstep our bounds.
Well, I mean, there, some
bound our steps.
Some of the things included are also advertisements.
Oh yeah.
But I choose not to do the advertisement.
Well, yeah.
All right. So now, if you're wondering why. Today, like us, we're wondering why today is the first day of spring.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the weather outside or what the groundhog said, although he was, by the way.
Correct.
He was. For the first time.
In
a long, long time.
He's usually a bozo.
Yeah. Well, here's why. In the Northern Hemisphere, spring officially begins with the vernal equinox.
Yes.
Which occurs between March 19th. And the 21st, depending on the year. An equinox happens twice a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's when the sun crosses the equator or something, right?
Yeah. Well, at the points when the Earth's tilt towards the sun makes it so that day and night last the same amount of time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, fun fact for you.
Yeah.
The word equinox comes from two Latin words, meaning equal and night.
Equal night. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. So there you go. That's why today is the first day of spring, even though it usually is a different day.
Interesting. Yeah. I can't believe I really didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, neither
did
I.
That's fun fact of the day.
Yeah, it is. It's a very fun fact. All right, so that brings us to our top list.
Excellent.
With today being the first day of spring. But hey, you already knew that thanks to everything that you've noticed on today's list. The top signs it's spring. Okay, that's
perfect.
Our top list today. Top signs, it's spring. All right, here we go. Number one, instead of lying to your kids about Santa, you're lying about the Easter Bunny.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, top signs, it's spring. You're falling asleep easier. Thanks, baseball. Top signs, it's spring. After 6 months, see,
Oh, no.
Top signs at spring.
After 6 months.
My nose is running. Oh, top signs at spring. After 6 months, the clock in your car is finally right. Top signs, it's spring. It's still light outside when Nana watches Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
Top signs, it's spring. You're overthinking your March Madness bracket. Top signs, it's spring. Donald Trump is hiding eggs in his hair.
Yeah.
Yep. Top signs, it's spring. There's flowers blooming all around the truck on cinder blocks in your yard.
That's how you can tell.
Blooming all around the truck. Yeah. Top signs, it is spring, Cletus. Your eyes are red, and not just because you're high. Top signs, it's spring. The New York Jets are preparing to blow a draft pick. All the virgins started lining up for Deadpool 3. Top signs, it is spring. Hunter Biden is snorting pollen. And the top signs at spring. He returned from Daytona Beach with a burning sensation. There we go. It's the Mike Show.
Yeah, that's spring for you.
It is spring. It's sprung. All right. Coming up on the program, we have news, and then we have not headline news. We've got your five randoms coming up, audio vault, stupid criminals, all the good stuff. Plus, we will have an interview with
Kelly Duvall from World Health.
All right. So, because you are in the know.
I am, and soon our listeners will be.
Yes. So that's all coming up. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is the first day of spring, when millions of Americans pretend they're interested in college basketball just for something to do. Fabrics retailer Joann has filed for bankruptcy. For years, Joann has just been hanging on by a thread. Video has emerged of Kate Middleton in public with Prince William. Witnesses say she appeared happy and healthy, and her circuit board only glitched once. And Madam Web is now available on home video. It contains never-before-seen footage. The entire movie. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm really, really glad that you decided to spend a little bit of time with us.
Yeah.
So thankful for that, even though it's not Thanksgiving. It's the start of spring. All right. Off camera and off air, and I'm not going to get into the doldrum part of it, but, you know, I just had a birthday.
Yeah.
And I should just shut the F up, shouldn't I?
No, you know, birthdays are a time where it's hard not to reflect on your advancing years. And, you know, to me, you're 12 years younger than I am. You're a young guy.
Okay. And Tab, I said Tab, is 12 years younger than me.
Yeah. Okay. So, nice work if you can get it.
Well, but here's the thing, though. With that comes... She feels invincible. Okay, she feels like she's got forever and blah, 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 blah. And me, I just turned 57. And, but I'm not going to go into the sad part about things.
No, but it hits you like that every once in a while, and you're in one of those periods right now, and we're here to help you.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, anyway, so guess what else, is celebrating birthdays, specifically, turning 50 years old this year?
I don't know.
All right. Well, we've got 10 things.
Oh, good.
And let's do this from the bottom up because that's the way I like to do it.
Yeah.
The Meow Mix jingle.
Meow, 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 meow,
yes.
Meow, meow, meow.
In commercials with the cat singing meow over and over and over and over.
Yeah, where you just want to kill yourself.
If you remember the jingle, I want chicken, I want liver. Maybe only because you saw Austin Powers, who knows.
Yeah.
The old ads had similar subtitles too, but the Meow Mix jingle turns 50 years old this year.
Yeah.
Dayquil.
Thank goodness cats don't live that long.
Oh, God. No, that's another thing, too, because I've got a senior kitty, and my Jerry the cat,
Jerry's getting up there.
I know. I would be very, very sad.
You'll be sad.
Yeah, I will be extremely sad. Yeah, I would be devastated.
I'm sorry.
I'll probably take the week off. Dayquil. NyQuil hit pharmacies 8 years earlier in 1966. Dayquil landed in 1974 and was originally called Daycare. But, quickly,
they came to their senses.
Some marketing person brought them to their senses.
Yeah.
Skittles.
Skittles, okay.
Yeah. Did you know that the Skittles were invented in the UK?
No, I did not know that.
1974. They didn't hit shelves in the U.S. until 1979. Their chocolatey cousin, M&M's, are a lot older. Do you know when the first M&M's hit stores?
1934.
Close. 1941.
Huh.
Connect Four, the game.
Yeah.
A guy named Howard Wexler wanted to create a board game that was played vertically.
Huh.
Milton Bradley ran with it and started selling it in February of 1974.
How about that?
Another game, Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. How old is that?
Well, it's turning 50.
They're all 50? All these are 50?
All these are 50.
Dungeons and Dragons is 50. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. The first people to own a copy got their hands on it as early as 1974.
And that's crazy because no one who's 50 ever plays Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, maybe there are.
Yeah, there probably are.
And maybe there's 60-year-olds that are playing D&D.
There probably are.
Yeah. The Heimlich maneuver, believe it or not, is 50 years old. It's only 50 years old today. Dr. Henry Heimlich described it in an article in 1974. It started as a theory, and it turned out it worked really well. Before that, the advice was to smack a choking person on the back over and over again.
Because a lot of times they hit you back. I saw that work one time in a restaurant in Florida.
Really?
Yeah, and this guy was choking, clearly was choking, somebody jumped up and did the Heimlich maneuver, and it worked beautifully and saved the freaking guy's life.
Good Lord. The only time I ever saw it was in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was projectile. But this was sort of similar. This guy had a chunk of meat, and he blew it out onto the table.
Oh, my God.
Thank God. But he was... clearly gonna die.
Yikes.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Bailey's Irish Cream.
I love that stuff.
50 years old. Cream-based liqueurs are common now, but it debuted as the first Irish cream on the market in 1974.
It's really good.
Barcodes debuted 50 years ago. A guy from New Jersey named Joe Woodland. Joe Barr came up with the idea and drew it in the sand while vacationing in Florida. The first barcode was scanned June 26, 1974, and that completely revolutionized shopping.
Oops.
The Rubik's Cube, not to be confused with Rubik's Pube.
I never confuse those things.
The Rubik's
Cube. Thanks.
Invented in 1974 by a Hungarian guy named Erno Rubik. He originally called them Magic Cubes.
Stupid name.
Fun fact for you. The Rubik's Cube, they used to, at least the cheaper ones, or when they first came out, they had stickers on the boxes. They weren't.
So you could cheat.
Yeah, the color wasn't permanent on the box. It was an actual sticker, and my brother got a Rubik's Cube, and he couldn't figure it out. My older brother, by 3.5 years, he couldn't figure it out, mm-hmm. and so I grabbed it and I said, here, let me try. I went upstairs to our bedroom and I peeled off all the stickers and I stuck them all back on like
it was
right done.
Place.
And I came back downstairs like 15 minutes later and I tossed it to him. And I said, here you go, genius.
And, I love that.
And I got in so much trouble because it was clearly, you could see where I peeled them off.
What a rat, bro.
I know. I was horrible. Yeah. I still am. Post-it notes.
Yeah.
A guy accidentally invented a weak glue.
I've read this.
In 1968, but didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
6 years later, another guy wanted a way to bookmark pages in his hymnal at church.
Yeah.
And post-its were born. So there you go.
Yeah, the guy was upset because the glue wasn't sticky enough.
Yeah.
And some genius said, well, that'll be useful.
That'll do, don't you?
Yeah.
That'll do. Let's see. What
really interesting
what
stuff?
What the heck else? Well, this is a no-brainer at this point. Most Americans now think 9-to-5 jobs are an outdated idea.
Yeah.
A poll of 2,000 working Americans with an M found 57% feel that a normal 9-to-5 job no longer works for them. And quite frankly, with Tab's job, they have so many different events that are going on and so many different shows and performances and this and that down at the Academy. And then like with our gig, or gigs, not only do we do this show, in the morning, but then we've got weekend events that we show up to.
Lots of stuff at odd hours. You know, the interesting thing to me is they've done human productivity studies, of course.
Yeah.
And they find things like humans are most productive from like 6 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Yeah.
And then they should take a break or stop working.
Yeah.
You know, people should work 6 to 12 or something.
Yeah.
And that would be more productive because 9-to-5 is, you know, by 3 p.m.
Yeah,
I was always ready to fall asleep.
Oh yeah, I remember one period of time in my life when I had to take a job outside of broadcast. Now I do other side projects and
sure
things,
you do. Yeah.
But they're all kind of interrelated at this point. But I took one gig. That was so completely outside of the purview of what I do, and this was like, you know, not recently, but semi recently. It wasn't like back in the day when I was a starving disc jockey and needed to, you know, I sold cars, I worked in retail, I did whatever,
sure.
You know, to actually pay the
you
bills.
Sold cars that weren't even yours.
No, they weren't.
Yeah,
they belonged to Center Ford in Newport News, Virginia.
Perfect.
So I have never, but there was this one job in particular that I took that it was just outside of my purview, and I remember that the hours were, you know, I had to be there by 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I got an hour lunch exactly from noon to 1.
Right.
And then I had to stay until 5 p.m.
Yeah.
In the same office as my boss.
Yeah. Oh.
It was, and this is after I had owned my own business. This is after I had been an entrepreneur. This is after I made my own schedule and did.
That's brutal.
Basically,
man.
Whatever I wanted. My first day by 3 p.m., I was sitting there going, this is such an effing mistake. I do not need the money that bad.
Yeah, the first day, you know. Well, I can remember I graduated from Lynchburg College on Saturday and went to work on Monday at Lynchburg General Hospital. And I was the lab manager. So I was an administrator, had an office, no window at all.
Oh, God.
And it was brutal because in college, you know, you got a month off at Christmas, you got the summer off.
Yeah.
Nobody expected you to stay awake from 9 to 5.
Well,
and it occurred to me, oh my God.
I'm staying awake.
I have to stay awake and do things that appear to be productive for 8 hours. It was horrendous.
It
took me a while to get used to it.
So, I get it. I personally get it. And I always thought that there were, you know, that there was this breed of human being. I thought I was just weird or lazy or something.
Well,
maybe I am.
All the above. But
I just thought that there was this breed of person, you know, that I was not.
Yeah. That loved doing that.
Well, my dad worked for the Treasury Department.
Yeah, my dad had a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah. My dad worked for Treasury Department, and he was a 9-to-5 man.
Yeah.
My mom was an accountant, 9-to-5 person. My brother is a lawyer. My other brother is an accountant. And so you can see, you know, that was how they did things. And I wanted to be a disc jockey.
Good thing for us.
And well, thank God I'm doing exactly what I've always wanted to do. And finally, I can, any side gigs that I take are going to be interrelated to what I do here, and I don't need to take a full-time job. I've been offered plenty, but I don't need one.
Right.
Well, anyway, so this poll, 2,000 working Americans found 57% feel that a normal 9-to-5er just no longer works for them. 51% think jobs without a flexible schedule are an outdated idea. And it's time to rethink it. The whole working from home thing.
The COVID thing.
Yeah.
Changed a lot of attitudes.
It really did. There are whole businesses, lots and lots and lots of them. It's not, you know, they're all over the country. But lots of them have never returned back to a traditional office.
Oh, yeah. And just the amount of office space that's vacant in big cities now, or even in Lynchburg now.
Is
massive.
We are getting some furniture from an office that just never went back to work.
Right.
And we're actually getting some furniture for the new podcast studio upstairs.
Well, the Humane Society had a bunch of furniture, desks, chairs, whiteboards, all kinds of stuff from offices that, and you know, as the Humane Society is going to expand and have a clinic, but
sure.
So they get all this free furniture because people don't need it.
Yeah. So plenty of Americans have already abandoned the 9-to-5s, and the gig economy is in full swing now. But do you think that's better than the classic 9-to-5, 5-day-a-week job? And is getting rid of normal, quote-unquote, jobs even realistic? What do you think?
I think it's realistic because it's happening. I don't know if it's better. It would be really interesting to see a longer-term study of productivity to see if we're more or less productive now. I know for me personally, I needed to go to an office.
Okay.
I'm not a good work-from-home person because, you know, I have guitars and stuff that I would rather waste time doing than working.
A couch.
I need to go to
a couch,
office.
A television.
Yeah, all that.
All kinds of distractions.
A nice stereo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During the pandemonium, we still would go into the studio because I personally, nobody else was in the KHF studio. That was my studio.
Right.
And then Tina on the planet had her own studio.
I remember. Yeah.
And then the oldies station didn't have a morning show until I moved down the hall after KHF was sold.
Right.
But So all three of us, now Sandy did the afternoon show on the Oldies channel, but there were only three of us that were in three studios. So we would go in, but we didn't invite our guests in, obviously.
Yeah.
And my show, this show, has always been so guest heavy.
Yes.
We needed to figure out a way
how to do
to do it. So that's when we got this video system that we're using now, which is really, really cool. And that came from that. But after the show, I did not stay at the radio station doing other work or doing sales work or anything like that. I would go to the house.
Yeah.
And Tab would be at the house working. I was at the house then working. I had my desk. She either worked at the dining room table right next to me, or she had a desk upstairs that she would work from.
Right.
And then, you know, we'd have to deal with the kids and their schooling and all that kind of stuff. But I rather liked having that block of time in the afternoon that I worked from home.
Yeah, I actually, when during COVID, Cheryl at the foundation and I, who were the only two full-time people, I would come in the morning, work till lunchtime. She would come in, I would leave and go home and work and catch up on emails and do all that other stuff. So we staggered our hours. And I could I could do it on a half a day basis like that. It worked really well.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have wanted to work all the time from home, which is what both of my sons are doing. I don't know how they like that.
I mean, once you get into the routine and you figured it out.
I think they probably like it fine. Yeah. But I like being around people.
Well, and even part of the time, you know, even though everybody is back in the office, the majority of the meetings, a lot of the meetings are still virtual.
Yeah, I have a Zoom meeting at 1:30 today.
Yeah,
with the committee I'm on.
So, and it's just more convenient.
Yeah.
Rather than having to travel to one singular location and have everybody driving into one singular location.
Look at the gas money you're saving and all of it.
Well, now, manufacturing jobs. That's one. I don't think you're ever going to get rid of the shift at a manufacturing job.
No, I don't see how you could do it. Well, I mean, things are more and more automated now, but that's a whole different problem.
But, you know, if you're in a manufacturing position, if you're in a construction position, if you're in medical, if you're in public services, you know.
Stuff that's really hands-on, you have to be there.
Yeah, you're obviously going to have to do, but probably most of the time you're not doing the traditional 9-to-5 anyway. You're doing a 7-to-3, or you're doing a 3-to-11, or you're doing the graveyard shift.
Shift work.
Yeah. The survey also found a lot of people want to be paid differently and more often. Ideally, paychecks every week or every day.
Every day?
There was a time, and I'm working to get that back, but. I want to see a check in the mail or money coming in through Square every single day.
No, I get that in your business. Yeah. But, you know, I've worked jobs where I got paid weekly. I had jobs where I got paid twice a month.
I get a big check monthly.
And once a month.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think twice a month probably appealed to me the most.
Okay.
Because I could arrange my payments easily.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, Tab has a... I said Tab. She has a very scheduled pay.
Okay? Yeah, sure.
And then, but she also has side hustles, and that's like, you know, if she does a side hustle, she earmarks that for a trip or something that we're going to do. And, you know, things like that.
Sure.
But, you know, she's very organized and structured. And she likes knowing that on such and such date, she's going to have X amount of dollars.
Well, she's a terrifically organized person. Her brain, that's why she's really good at event planning and stuff. I mean, she's good at that.
Well, and just operational things in general.
Yeah, but, she's organized.
But for me, for the better part of my adult life, I have worked. The gig economy, and I've been an entrepreneur, and I've owned my own businesses, and I understand. And when you're the owner, it's not...
I'm rich. You're not.
It's not that. When you're the owner, everybody else gets paid first, especially in a small company.
Sure.
When you are an owner-operator of a small or micro business, everybody else and everything else gets paid first,
and then you get leftovers.
whatever is left, and thank God I can make a living off of it. But anyway, the average person who gets paid twice a month said they tend to blow through it and run out of money just 12 days after payday. So
they're not doing a very good job.
Or they're not making enough money.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So,
but I would venture to say if they made twice as much money, they'd still be in
probably.
That situation.
You
spend what you make.
You may.
A lot of people do.
Be 100% correct.
I mean, it's really shocking how many people have no retirement savings.
And the Alice.
I
forget what Alice is an acronym. I forget what it's all what it stands for. Let me look it up real quick.
It's
what does Alice stand for?
Something income. But employed. Income.
Okay. Well, this is wrong.
What?
These are lockdown procedures.
No, that's not good.
That's alert, lockdown, inform, counter, evacuate. No, that's not the right thing. That's not.
Tell Mrs. Google that's not what we.
Oh, Mrs. Google, that's not the right one. Alice stands for economically. Economics meaning. Asset limited income constrained, employed.
Employed.
So it's people who are working.
They have a job.
Yep. And they can they're unable to afford the basic necessities of housing, childcare, food, transportation, technology, and healthcare. But they work.
Yeah.
They're the working poor.
And there's a surprisingly large percentage of people in this area that fall under that category.
Huge amount.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, there are so many people that are in that ballpark, that unfortunately, you know, then as soon as the money comes in, it's spent.
Yeah.
It's gone. And,
yeah.
there's no safety net,
not a lot of relief from that
in case of emergency or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay. We digress.
We do. And I actually have come to the sad part of the day when I have to leave.
You have to bounce.
Yeah.
All right. See, Bill, not working a traditional 9-to-5.
That's right. Not working at all, honestly. Well, I am working. I just don't get paid anymore.
It is the Mike Show. It is the what is today? Today's the Tuesday edition. Bill's out and off camera, so I'm just going to full screen it. Coming up on the program, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts, and we're going to get really, really stupid with your stupid criminals in Dime News. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. Check Lynchburg first, fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
How about this for a New Year's resolution? Invest in your home. Update that kitchen and bathroom with a visit to Stonecrafters. According to realtors, homes with updated kitchens and bathrooms sell 54% faster and for more money. Plus, you have to live there, and there's no greater investment, especially right now, than your own home. Stonecrafters has the largest selection of stone in stock, rows and rows towering throughout their factory direct warehouse. Plus, a great selection of remnants in stock, too, that can save you money. And right now, for a limited time, Stonecrafters will give you a free vanity top for your bathroom or bar with the purchase and installation of your new kitchen from Stonecrafters. Visit Stonecrafters for details. 3678 Manita Road in Bedford, StonecraftersVA.com. And they do it all from start to finish, from laser measuring your space, designing your project, cutting your stone right there in their warehouse, and installing your new kitchen and bathroom in days. For custom countertops and cabinetry, there's only one choice, Stonecrafters. Your satisfaction is guaranteed in Stone.
Need a workout buddy for 2024? Well, now is your chance to save 20% off your monthly dues when you refer a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia. When you refer your buddy to the Y and they join the Y, then you will both receive 20% off your monthly dues. You and your buddy can get healthy together while also saving up to $192 a year. Not a member? Join today with a buddy and you both can still save 20% off. Be healthy, be active, and save money by referring a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do. Quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
I don't know. Here we go. Number one. Everything is bigger in Texas, including the fleet of Dairy Queens. Texas has 581 DQ locations, more than twice the state, with the second most. Ohio has 255. Houston alone has 25 Dairy Queens. Number two, the Netherlands set up a fake communist political party in the 1960s to help them spy on China.
Hello.
Hi. Number three, Winnie the Pooh was named after a real bear named Winnie at the London Zoo. I said at the London Zoo. There she is. Winnie was female. Number four, there was a British remake. There was a what? Of that 70s show. They called it Days Like These. It was almost identical to the American version, word for word, and it was canceled after only 6 episodes. Meanwhile, over here, that 70s show lasted 200 episodes. Part of that might be that Britain doesn't let every show just go on forever. The American Office was a remake of the British show. The British Office only got 14 episodes. The U.S. version lasted for 201 episodes. And number five. The most expensive cheese in the world is made from a rare breed of donkey milk in Serbia. It's called
Pule cheese.
Pule cheese, not pull cheese. That would be a different kind of cheese. Pule.
Pule cheese.
It's Pule, right?
Pule cheese.
She's irritated. And it cost $1,100 a pound. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Yep, it is the Mike Show. It's the today is the Tuesday edition of the program. I'm so darned happy you could join us today. Coming up, we have sounds, and we want to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way with Audio Vault. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ears. I think you're going to like it. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by the YMCA of Central Virginia.
This is Ed. Ed loves the Y. Ed's buddy joined the Y because Ed told him how great the Y is. Now, Ed and his buddy both save 20% off of their monthly dues. Ed and his buddy are getting healthy together. Ed refers his other buddies to the Y, too. Now Ed and two of his best buddies are saving on their monthly membership. And you can, too. Not a member? Join today with a friend and you'll both save like Ed. Be healthy. Be active. Be like Ed. Refer a friend to the Y and save.
This is a care team at Central.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called up for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or the Chicken Break Burrito, with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the steak break? A burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde. Each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Redora, 1103 C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition, and usually that would mean Megan Huffman would be joining us.
Yeah, Megan's busy. She's helping her alma mater raise funds. She's in a conference call with the president of her college.
Ah, okay. All right.
Well, that's how good Megan is.
Yeah, very, very, very important work. Not that this is not important.
No, this is way more important than that, but that's not what Megan thinks.
Yeah, but no, she's...
I'm teasing.
Take two. No, it's the Mike Show. Megan doing very, very important work and out of the studio today. But we have a guest, regardless, for our Share segment with Share Greater Lynchburg. And Bill, who's our guest?
This morning we have Kelly Duval, who's with World Help. And
Kelly's
going to tell us all about the organization and what they do and what they need, and this will be great. Good to have you, Kelly.
Absolutely. And by the way, and I didn't say this off air, but I like to preface our interviews with this nugget of information, because we had one guest that was upset that I was not making eye contact with him. And his comment was, that guy was so rude. He didn't make eye contact with me once. He had no interest in what we were talking about. And he didn't understand that. Oh, and he also said he was just playing on his computer the whole time. No, I'm producing the segment, and my camera's here. Yeah. Your camera's there. So, yeah. So if you're wondering why I'm not making eye contact, but I didn't think that you would.
No, you're good. I actually studied communications and all of that.
This is great.
Interpersonal speaking. So
yes.
I got it.
This is fantastic. But occasionally I still do glance off to the side, and everybody expects that. But Kelly, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us about your organization.
Yeah, of course. So World Help is actually a Christian humanitarian organization who exists to serve people, the physical needs and spiritual needs of people in impoverished communities, specifically around the world. So we're right here based in Forest, Virginia. It's our only corporate office. It's our only distribution center. But from there, we actually get to help people in over 60 different countries around the world. So I always say it's a great spot for if you have a passion to help people around the world. You know, most people think you have to hop on a plane, you have to go be on the ground, which we have those opportunities, great. But there's a way to do it in your everyday, right in your own neighborhood. So we're right
That's
here.
Amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is. So what all areas do you focus on?
Oh, so many. So many. So I work with the humanitarian aid department. So that is part of our mission in the tangible help, meeting physical needs. So out of our distribution center in Forest, we ship life-saving supplies like new clothing, medical equipment, hygiene products, furniture, mattresses, food as well. But outside of that, in our mission of bringing help and hope, we focus on a lot of different programs. So child sponsorship is huge. A lot of people here are familiar with our Children of the World Choir. It used to be huge. It was one of our longest running programs, but COVID kind of ended that. But still have been able to go strong with providing those past and new sponsorships in several different countries, water projects, village transformations. We do clean water projects, church planning, refugee relief, working a lot with Ukraine right now. So that's been a huge focus of ours, is still remembering and providing the needs of those who have been displaced because of everything going on in places like Ukraine, Afghanistan.
That sounds great.
Yeah, that sounds like tremendous work. If you have a figure, and if you don't sweat it, but about how many folks do you feel that your organization has impacted?
In the millions. Yeah.
Wow.
So we've been around for 32 years now. Yeah.
32 years. The whole time in Lynchburg?
Yes. Whole time in Lynchburg. Yep.
That is amazing. What all do you guys need? What would be the biggest help for you?
Yes, yeah. So we are a nonprofit. So I feel like as most people would answer this, definitely funds. That helps us do everything that we do. We do have a number right now specifically with refugees. $35 provides life-saving supplies for 1 week for a refugee in those countries. But outside of that, I think the most realistic ask that we can ask in our own neighborhood is volunteering. So anyone who's local to the area, we even have people that travel from surrounding cities to come serve with us, which is really special too, because it's not too far away. But at our warehouse, we have volunteers all throughout a week. So,
and what do the volunteers do? What are they?
Yeah, they help. They get to be the hands and feet of really processing the tangible supplies. So we receive over, 40 truckloads of new product. And so that's 40-foot shipping containers.
Wow.
So it's truckloads that are completely full, full of thousands of products. And instead of sending them to our partners on the ground just as is, where there's boxes of random stuff, we take the time to go through everything to categorize it, count it, pack it. That way, when our partners on the ground receive them, they get to focus on their relationship with people they're serving in that moment instead of rummaging through a box trying to figure out what's what. So our volunteers kind of step in. Honestly, what I tell them is like they're doing the frontline work. Even though you're in a warehouse in Forest, Virginia, that translates to the front line of being able to provide those needs in a quicker and efficient way.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Yes.
Do you need any donations of items?
Yes. Yeah, we do take physical products. Okay. All of our clothing is brand new. So we do receive brand new clothing more so by the truckload from companies.
Yeah.
But we do have a lot of local donations of medical equipment specifically. That's been amazing. We've had people reach out to us who have some supplies left over, maybe family members are using, such as beds, chairs, and
walkers.
Things like that. Walkers.
Yeah,
yes. So any type of medical supplies like that, we're always apt to take as well. But yes.
Okay. Folks, you can learn more by visiting sharegreaterlynchburg.org and just type in World Help. But where else can folks learn about your organization?
Yeah, so worldhelp.net is our main site. That is where you can find all the different ways you can get plugged in. I tell all of our volunteers that come in, whatever your heartbeat or passion is, we're probably doing something with it. So even if it's not working directly with humanitarian aid and sorting and folding clothes, I mean, if it is helping women come out of the trafficking system, we're doing something with that. Wow. If it is rescuing babies that are malnourished, we're doing something with it. Child sponsorship, we're doing something with it. So our website is kind of where you can see all of those ways to get involved. I just tell everyone, like, if whatever you're passionate about, be sure to look into us because we're probably doing something with it when it comes to serving people need internationally.
Yeah. I'm looking at your wish list. Folks, one of the things that I love about the Share platform is you can also go on it and you can look for their wish list. It's a give shop wish list where you can literally purchase items for the organizations. Mm-hmm. And talk about that a little bit. Some of the items that you're looking for that folks can just they can purchase them directly.
Yes. Yeah. So part of our humanitarian aid department and part of our desire is to be able to consistently supply hygiene product kits as well as school supply kits. That's a huge thing that our partners do ask for with the programs that they're serving. A lot of them are serving and leading schools in their communities. And just those are items that are needed. So a lot of the time trying to find hygiene products and school supplies by the truckload is very hard to find.
I would think, yeah.
We have been able to receive some shipments of diapers and things like that. But that, I mean, those needs of just new school supply items, hygiene products such as shampoo, conditioner, those things really do go a long way. And it's something that we're just, compared to clothing, there's so much clothing. And so getting truckloads of that, it still can be kind of tricky, but it's been provided for. But those supplies, like hygiene products and school supplies, are things that we're always apt to receive.
Brilliant.
Well, that is fantastic. Again, you can visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org and then just click on World Help or search World Help, and you can find out all the information. And if you'd like to volunteer, you can select that and let folks know that you're able to volunteer. About how many volunteers do you need?
Oh, gosh.
A lot.
But, I mean, volunteers are in every day throughout a week. We do regular weekday shifts, but then we also have some groups that host weeknights and weekends. So it is my full-time job is getting to be with volunteers and plan those events, which I love. Do it If it's just yourself and you're looking for something to do, do it with your family, group of friends, community groups. We've seen what's beautiful about volunteering is that anyone really can do it. So we've had people in so young, but being able to help as well. We partner with schools and adult day programs and just a lot of different groups around the community. So, yeah.
You can never have too many volunteers.
No, not at all.
You always need them.
Yeah.
Well, especially a big operation.
Yes.
You'll figure out a place for them.
Yes. Yeah. And the needs around the world, they're always there. As much as we believe in helping one person at a time.
Sure.
The needs are so big and they're there. Therefore, we're always there. That warehouse is always going to be there.
The
we're always going to be sending supplies.
Sadly, the need never goes away.
Yes.
The need for volunteers never goes away.
Yes,
so
exactly. Yeah.
Thank goodness we have people like you doing that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank
for,
you
for joining us. We really appreciate it. Normally, at this time, I would throw it to Megan. Megan?
Megan, we're throwing it to you.
No, nothing?
She's okay. Not responding.
All is good in Megan's world.
Bill, 174 listings now on ShareGreater Lynchburg.
Yeah, let me pull up.
Megan's done an amazing job getting that set up. She and I worked together on that, and she did all the hard work.
Yeah.
I'll
pull up the front page right now on Share Greater Lynchburg. 174 nonprofit organizations, as Bill had mentioned. You can find them right there on the Share platform. And if you're part of a nonprofit organization and you're currently not on the Share platform, it's free.
You should be.
Yeah, you should be. This is a place, and for folks that are looking to volunteer, maybe they're even looking to volunteer at the board level. There's all kinds of workshops and seminars and mixers and things that Share hosts. And it's part of and funded by the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation.
That's exactly right.
Which you know a few things
about. The foundation pays for it every year. And Megan is an employee of the Community Foundation, working with Catherine Yarzabinski and her group. And they're doing really good things to shine the spotlight on the nonprofits that are making not only our community, but the world a better place.
Absolutely.
Thanks to people like Kelly.
All right. Well, Kelly, again, thank you so much for taking time this morning. We really appreciate it. And again, learn more at ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. It is the Mike Show. It is the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at ShareGreaterLynchburg.org.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you will like it. Well, today is the first official day of spring, and also March Madness. Did you fill out your NCAA bracket? Well, here are all the mascots in less than 60 seconds.
Boilermakers, Bobcats, Bears, Bison, and Badgers. You got a pair of Dukes, Spartans, Gales, Flyers, and Lancers. Golden Eagles, Golden Grizzlies, Crimson Tide, Red Raiders. Blue Jays, Blue Devils, Cyclones, and Gators. Huskies, Hatters, Five Bulldogs. Antelopes, Jackrabbits, and Horned Frogs. Cowboys, Two Aggies, Longhorns, Broncos. 34 down, 34 to go. Four Cougars, Catamounts, Cornhuskers, Cavaliers. Ducks, Owls, Eagles, Hilltoppers, the Volunteers. Tar Heels, Blazers, Raiders, Rams, and Jayhawks. Fighting Illini, Aztecs, and Peacocks. Three Wildcats, Three Tigers, Lobos. Seahawks, Gamecocks, Buffaloes. Wolfpack, twice the Zips, that's it. Write them down, fill out your brackets. It's March Madness.
Wow, 44 seconds. It's amazing. All right, so let's admit it. There's a lot of pressure filling out your bracket, so we're going to go inside the mind of a guy who's doing that.
And now, go inside the mind of a guy filling out his bracket.
Oh, man. I have 10 minutes left before they need my bracket for the company March Madness contest. Is this even legal? Well, I don't want to be the one to spoil it for everyone else by not buying in for 20 bucks. 20 bucks I'll never see again because I lose every year. And I know that Marcia in HR is going for a three-peat this year. I hate Marcia for always winning because I know she makes her picks based on mascots. And judging from her cubicle, she really likes dogs. Hey, that's it. All out dogger. Huskies, bulldogs, Lobos? They're close enough.
This has been Inside the Mind of a Guy Filling Out His Bracket.
Mm-hmm. So, you've seen the YouTube channel, There I Ruined It. Well, this guy redid Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back in the style of Simon and Garfunkel. Enjoy.
I like big butts, I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung, cause you noticed that butt was stuffed. You pull up tough, deep in the jeans she's wearing. What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside that trunk. I'ma get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hump. What you gonna do with all that S inside them jeans? Gonna make you scream. My hump, my hump, my hump.
Now, by the way, if you if you go to that, okay, if you watch it, the second half kicks into My Humps by Black Eyed Peas. All right, so going to viral videos, a cow crashed an outdoor wedding on a farm in the UK.
Hello.
There's the cow. And its comedic timing was brilliant with the "Does anyone object?" question. Twice even.
In order to proceed, I must now ask if any person here present. Duly noted. If any person here present knows of any lawful impediment, why they should not be joined in matrimony, you should declare it now. Non-bovine.
Oh, where's the music? There we go. Okay, skip that. Skip that. All right, so yesterday, and we had a little bit of fun with this yesterday, but this is Oprah Winfrey's main message in her weight loss TV special, Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution last night.
We can start releasing the stigma and the shame and the judgment to stop shaming other people for being overweight or how they choose to lose or not lose weight. And more importantly, to stop shaming ourselves.
All right. Well, also, she talked about how she was ridiculed for her weight and when she knew that it may have just been a losing battle.
I took on the shame that the world gave to me. For 25 years, making fun of my weight was national sport. 1990, I saw myself on the cover of TV Guide's Best and Worst Dress List. And I remember thinking, oh, look, there I am on the cover. Mr. Blackwell, the tastemaker of the time, called me bumpy, lumpy, and downright dumpy. I was ridiculed on every late night talk show for 25 years and tabloid covers for 25 years. So in an effort to combat all the shame, I starved myself for nearly 5 months and then wheeled out that wagon of fat And after losing 67 pounds on a liquid diet, the next day I started to gain it back.
The show is now available on the Hulu. All right, let's see. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. And today is no exception. It's spring. And to celebrate, here's comedian Jim Gaffigan on how spring cheats us.
It's not always winter. There's spring. People love spring. That's a fun day. What a lie spring is, right? I just spend the entire spring waiting for it to be spring, right? You're like, is it spring? No, it's snowing. Next day, you're like, is it spring? No, it's 90 degrees. I guess we miss those tiny white flowers.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here, let's do this, and then this. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. That's your audio vault for today. All right, coming up, we are going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got a good news story for you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by the Lynchburg Regional Airport Fly LYH. It is so much easier.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
March is here, which means the Lynchburg Hillcats opening day is just a month away. Be sure to join us on Tuesday, April 9th at 6:30 as the Hillcats square off against Fredericksburg, ringing the season with all the festivities and pageantry of opening day. Make sure to get there early to secure your 2024 magnet schedule. Even better, every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to the following Tuesday game as part of our Two for Tuesday promotion. Get your tickets for opening day at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. A 71-year-old man in Utah named Michael Roberts was arrested recently because he shot at six teenagers who ding-dong ditched his home. The teens told police they were scampering back to their car when the man walked out on his porch and started firing at them.
They were scared. They called the cops, made plenty complaints, complaining about these knock-knock games and how they were scared.
We even that day had deputies in the area watching. Sunday night, we got a call from some kids that somebody was shooting at them. These kids were not on his property. They had not doorbell ditched him or ding-dong ditched him. They had not done anything to him. And I don't even know if they're the same kids.
All right. And that was the man's neighbor first, and then Spencer Cannon with the Utah County Sheriff's Office talking about the incident. Fortunately, no one was hit, but there were two significant dents in the passenger side rear door of their car. Michael told police they've been ringing his doorbell for several weeks, and he admitted to firing a paintball-like gun. He claimed that he didn't actually aim it at the kids. Officially, it's unclear if it was a real firearm or one of those airsoft guns. Michael is now facing six counts of aggravated assault. And then there's this. A Florida man on a motorcycle, rocking a nice mullet, and sporting a license plate that read, "Will Run." He fled from police. He lived up to his license plate. Fled from police for a multi-city chase, hitting speeds of 145 miles per hour. Here is the end of the chase when police caught up with Ashton Jarvis. Ashton with a T-I-N. A-S-H-T-I-N. Jarvis. And then they arrested him.
Somebody just tried to step out with him. He stopped at 2nd and Oak. Two units making contact, one at gunpoint.
Oh, man, was that fun?
No, not really.
You see the tag? No, what's it say? I like the
run.
Oh, yeah. Good job, man.
Yeah, there you go. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A World War II veteran out of Oregon is still volunteering for Meals on Wheels at 98 years old. Here is Ralph talking about his work and delivering meals to Maria.
We're heading out for our route.
Good morning. Some good stuff for me. This is a lifesaver for me. I'm very happy because they make me smile. And they keeps him alive and me alive, right?
That's right. Well, if that's what it takes to be a hero, why do we need more?
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Check out the United Way 5K on the runway taking place. You can get your tickets now. Visit unitedwaycv.org.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's 4th annual 5K on the runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m. This flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org/events/5K. And there's a banner, and you can just click right on it. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?